Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And now,
there's it down the field. It's caught at the 10, and this game is over. The Cowboys win it.
Be curious, not judgmental.
We went toe to toe with them for 60 minutes, and we just couldn't. They just made a few more plays than we did.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network
or streaming at weei.com.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The
Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
You never lose your tape measure ever again.
Oh.
See that?
Oh, wow.
So it sticks right on. It's got the Velcro. Football is a game of inches, and if someone will show me how to use this tape measure, I will show you how many inches it is.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Devin, I've been on teams before where one side of the ball is a little bit heavier than the other.
I'm guessing you were on the heavier side?
Well, no, on the offensive side. Okay.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
But it's because she hacked into her ex's Netflix account and changed the profile names to Desperate Homewrecker and the Skanks. So
that's also Hillary's Netflix password.
Oh,
the Skank. That's what I call her.
And behind the glass,
the Ken and Curtis Show.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Yes, though, it's the guy that I was mocked and ridiculed for going to see with Breece Hill.
Did he perform that at the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, he did. He performed that, and he performed Let's Get Down to Business.
Because I'm hitting up my man, Money
Who's Matt. That guy? Who's that guy that's 70?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for?
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the beers. Watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
We got the Patriots, we got the Celtics, we got the Bruins, we got us this week, and for a city that enjoys sports, you know, it's kind of like a perfect night.
What's going on, everybody?
Happy Monday.
Feels like another Moral Victory Monday around these parts, Wiggy.
I think that's what we are now, with the Moral Victory team.
Yeah, but going into that game, you said that you wanted a signature game from your football team.
I got one.
You did?
I did get a signature game. It wasn't a signature win, but it was a signature game. I got a lot of good nuggets from that game yesterday.
How do you feel about Mac Jones currently?
A little bit better. But I think I got a comparison to what Mac Jones is that I could go, okay, not only did I play with this guy, I would say he had a pretty good career in the NFL.
Huh. All right. Well, good news then from Wiggy when it comes to yesterday.
Great news.
And it is obviously a Patriots Monday. That means that Bill Belichick will join us at 6:30 this morning. And I'm guessing that the Bill Grumpability meter will be at 9.5 this morning when he comes on the program, Curtis?
I would expect a terse Bill, but he has surprised us. He does enjoy the show.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yes. All right. Also, we are giving away Red Sox tickets for tonight at Fenway, game 3 of the ALCS, and I believe that we'll have the first chance to win coming up this hour. The giveaways this morning require the participation of assistant producer Stanley Stiz Grimey, and the trash can that he is bringing in, with the trash can and the drumsticks that he is bringing in with him.
Wow.
So as soon as he arrives, we'll give you the chance, to the first chance of the morning to win tickets. Very simple contest. You have to name that trash can tune in honor of the Houston Astros.
That's going to be difficult.
You think so?
I think so. I think it's hard to play some tunes on a trash can, and I think that this could present to be an issue for some folks.
The Astros didn't seem to have a problem with it for quite some time. So,
question for you. I know it's your show and all that, but we want to give Bill a chance to win the tickets first.
He is a big Red Sox fan. Yes, he is. He continues to text Alex Cora, and Alex Cora continues to tell us that Bill is texting him. So
that's it.
I don't think he's interested in winning the tickets, Curtis, okay. But courteous of you. Certainly courteous of you.
No.
So your chance to win once every hour this morning. Is that correct, Ken Laird?
As long as Stiz gets here in the first hour.
Okay, he will. I'm sure he will. So that is coming up this morning. We'll talk to Boomer Esiason at 8 on today's show, and I'm guessing that we will check in with Rob Bradford of WEEI.com probably early this morning around 7 or so. Is that correct?
He's ready to go.
All right. If you would like to be on, the number to call, 617-779-7937, or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you cannot listen to the show on the radio, a reminder that you can stream it all morning at weei.com, or you can utilize the Odyssey app, which you can download in a moment or two, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. And you can watch this program if you choose to when you go to Twitch and go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And then you can watch this program all morning long. Here is Ken and what is trending first thing this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Add one very important thing to your next shopping trip at Shaw's or Star Market. A flu shot, free with most insurance. You can save 10% off your next grocery purchase as well, up to $200. Walk-ins welcome at the pharmacy or schedule an appointment today. Shaws.com/flu or StarMarket.com/flu. Well, a lot of big sporting events over the weekend, Greg. Let's get to the most important one. NC State 33, Boston College 7.
You woke up and chose violence this morning, Ken.
I'm finally ready to talk BC. Let's do it.
That's a Coco Jinx.
I know. Oh, I'm not going back to another game. That was it. That was it for me.
That rolled.
Yeah. The place was electric, though. The stadium was rocking.
For the first quarter?
I would say till the third.
Okay. I wouldn't know. We don't get BC on TV in Boston.
No, it was just pathetic, man.
Yeah.
What is the worst?
But the biggest news there must have been Courtney's meeting with a certain Bruin. Mm-hmm. Showed up. Is that correct,
not Courtney? At BC, but after. You didn't respond to that text.
So you ran into Jake DeBrusque.
I ran into Jake DeBrusque, and I said, hey, I got to talk to you. We got to get you on the Greg Hill Show and try to figure out what's been going on between you and Greg. Try to mend this relationship. And he's like, who? I said, Greg Hill. And he said, I don't know who that is.
Somebody's lying.
All right. Well, that's good news then. I mean,
he claims like he doesn't know you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, do you want to call in and tell him you don't know who he is? Yeah. That could go well, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. So, what did he say?
He said, yeah, sure.
Oh, excellent. All right.
Did you get his number?
No, I felt like in that setting, it's weird to ask a current player for his phone number.
Hey, right. the guy didn't look half bad on Saturday.
No, scored the game winner.
Yeah. So, good news.
Very good news. Well, yesterday, overtime thriller. I suppose, in Foxborough, Cowboys win 35-29. CeeDee Lamb, the 35-yard walk-off touchdown catch to end it. Patriots had it, Wiggs. They had it, 21-20 in the fourth. Then they got the ball back after the pick six and the 75-yard touchdown to Kendrick Bourne, the two-point conversion, 29-26. Dallas, though, goes for the tying field goal, converting a 4th-and-3, Greg, and 24 yards on that 3rd-and-25.
But, Wiggy, did you see some things from Mac Jones yesterday that you have been saying over and over and over again on this program you wanted to see?
Yeah, there were some things that
he
I saw.
He threw the ball long.
Yeah, the one.
And the Reds in the.
The Kendrick Bourne touchdown was actually the wrong throw. I mean, he did get lucky on it. The safety just made a horrible play. But there were some things. The tight end, the pass to Hunter Henry on the seam was a nice pass route. I told you there were some good nuggets that I took away from that game.
Well, the top performer is Mac Jones, the Ace Ticket top performer, brought to you by Ace Ticket. The rookie QB went 15 of 21, 229 yards, two touchdowns, including that 75-yard score. Here is Mac afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's the ebbs and flows of football, and you just got to play the next play and try and do your job to the best of your ability. And I left some plays on the field, but it is what it is. And in the NFL, it takes maybe three or four bad plays, and you'll lose the game. So,
Ace Ticket, where New England fans go for tickets to all their favorite events, aceticket.com. Dak Prescott, meanwhile, 445 yards passing, the most in a win against Bill Belichick ever. Dak does have an MRI for a calf today. Jets week, though, Greg, so chance to get right. Mm-hmm. Chance to get right. 1 o'clock Sunday, Gillette, 6.5-point favorites there in the early line.
Chance to get right. I mean, they're 2-4.
Sunday Night Football, Steelers beat the Seahawks 23-20 in overtime. Cam Newton, by the way, says he has received offers to play again after admitting over the weekend he's vaccinated, but that the situation needs to be right.
No.
Is he mulling those offers over? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
There's so many of them, he can't decide.
Well, maybe make sure it's right.
He's turning them down, it seems like.
I guess so.
Oh, well.
Wait for the right. He's turning down offers right now?
That's what he said.
One of them apparently included a $50 gift card at Long John Silver's. So that is currently the lead offer that he's considering. Hey,
Hush Puppies at Long John Silver's is all right. So
are they all right?
So $50 will go a long way.
All right.
Red Sox and Astros, Game 3 of the ALCS tonight. That's an 8:08 first pitch, Greg. 7:08 pregame on the Shaw's the Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. E-Rod is the guy. He is going to open up the Fenway slate.
He's got to be. So, in hindsight, how do you feel about the sale decision Game 1?
Not good. Not
awful.
Good.
But Curtis, I would have rather had that Game 1 than Game 2, right?
Well, I think they would have won Game 2
really?
If Sale were in there based on the offense.
You mean
based on the offensive support, but
you,
I mean.
So you think that if Eovaldi had gone Game 1, they have a more likely chance of winning that, and then Sale could have won that game too.
Yeah.
Because they got the offense going early.
And there's this thing called an off day in between game 2 and game 3. So if you have to go through a lot of your bullpen, then they could have a day in between.
Before the game tonight, watch Merlone and Fourier live from 2 to 6 there at the Bullpen Bar on Jersey Street, brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League Beer. Braves up on the Dodgers 2-0, by the way. Came back from 4-2 down and walked it off again.
Curtis is right about one thing. I was surprised that in game one, in the later innings of game one, he did not use Pivetta.
I know, has not used him yet. And could use him today, he admits. Although tomorrow he's kind of slated to be the game 4 tentative starter. So we'll see about that. Bruins won their opener Saturday. Celtics open up against the Knicks Wednesday. And the news that the family of the late Jimmy Hayes revealing to Dan Shaughnessy of the Globe that fentanyl and cocaine contributing to his death on August the 23rd. So.
Such a sad thing. Yes. Curtis, I saw you tweeting about this and mentioning that it is a courageous thing for the family to do, to share that with everybody, because they're doing it in the hope of it not happening to somebody else.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. And Courtney and I talked about this before the show this morning. It is so courageous because there sadly remains a large portion of our audience that really judges people negatively who have addiction issues. And so to come forward with that, there are people last night whose kids play hockey, who's at the dinner table, they were talking about what happened with Jimmy. Are they on pain medication after a surgery? They did an immeasurable amount of good with that.
And I think Mr. Hayes' final statement at the end of the Globe article where he said, you know, this is a great kid who made one mistake and it cost him his life.
Right.
I think that puts a lot of things into perspective. And we hear that, I think, every time that there is some type of overdose death, which is always tragic. But with this one, it seems like if you look at this whole story, Jimmy Hayes has everything going for him. And he's a former NHL player. And he probably trusted whoever he got whatever from. You know what I mean? And then you look at all of these people that use recreational drugs and they think it's kind of just another day. One wrong turn there and you can't see it coming can cost you your life. And if it could happen to Jimmy Hayes, it could happen to anyone. So I think a lot of people are probably going to second guess maybe taking something moving forward. And I think it's gonna help a lot of people more, I think, than anyone can even comprehend.
Well, that's what's trending. Bill Belichick on the way at 6:30 a.m. this morning in the leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
That top 10 hit from the 1980s is Run, Run Away by the band Slade.
Nice job.
Nailed it, right?
That's an AAF staple, I understand.
Of course. That was a big hit. You can let it breathe a little bit. It's a Monday. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, Greg, I'm still a bit nervous about this Sox-Astros series. You technically are the favorite. Lance McCullers Jr. is out. Also, Luis Garcia hurt himself a bit, so the Astros pitching has some issues. But I'm nervous about the decision to start Sale and how it affects this week at Fenway. Now you get three games. Eovaldi won't go. Sale's going to have to pitch Wednesday, right, for game five. That's how you set this thing up. Erod today, Pivetta tomorrow. But if you have to use Pivetta today, you're in a mess. I would have preferred Eovaldi game one. Then he comes back in game five Wednesday, and you can still use him out of the bullpen in game seven if needed.
Where's your optimism? I feel pretty good. You've been a fan of this team all year.
Well, I know, but now it's here. Now you are the favorite to go to the World freaking Series, and this one decision is going to cover everything here.
It's now a five-game series, and you have home field advantage.
You did exactly what you wanted
to do. You wanted to split.
You need to win two or three at Fenway. We'll agree on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You got to win two or three, and you don't have Eovaldi for either any of those three.
No, you got to win tonight, one day at a time.
Yeah. Are you surprised that there are still tickets available for tonight?
We're
giving some away, but there are still tickets available for tonight, which is surprising.
Game is late, and I think with the games being that late and it being on a Monday, I mean, people got to go to work. They're probably figuring,
Does anybody go to work anymore?
I think they are back at work.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah. I am going tonight, even though we have an early morning tomorrow.
Yes. All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So last night, the Patriots fell to the Cowboys at Gillette Stadium, as Ken discussed during his award-winning trending. And this stat is mind-boggling to me. In his first 20 years as head coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick was 109-2 when leading during the regular season at home at halftime. 109-2. This season, he is 0-2 in those games. So, in his 111 games coaching for the Patriots with a lead at home at the half, he won 109. And in those games this year, he's 0-2. That, my friends, is not just the quarterback. This team has a talent problem.
Ooh.
Talent problem.
Get rid of the bum. We should move on from the guy.
Why did I just say that? I said they have a talent problem. That's why they can't win these games. I didn't blame Bill for the coaching. I said, watch the Cowboys and then watch the Patriots. The Cowboys are run by Jerry Jones and his idiot family, and they have like five-star players all over the field.
Got to get a new GM then. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe make Steve Belichick the GM.
That's a really good Cowboys team, though, Wiggy.
Yeah, they're loaded.
I think I may have said they were overrated. The defense, I think I may have been incorrect about that. That's a good Cowboys team.
But they got talent all over the place.
But I'm telling you, moral victory Monday.
But you could have won
that game.
Yeah, he could have, would have, should have.
Patriots could have won that game.
We've said that so many times.
You think
though.
Bill made a mistake kneeling when it came to the end of that game?
No, at halftime?
Halftime?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
They were getting the ball back. You know, why put you were at that point, you were up by four.
Oh, there's like 2 minutes left?
Well, the biggest thing was not going for it in overtime, right? And punting on that third and three. If you knew Dallas was rolling against you, why would you give that back to them?
Yeah,
you got to take a chance there.
So wasn't it like, weren't they on their own like
so
35
yards? Fourth and three at midfield. If you punt, you lose. Based on the way Dallas is moving that ball?
Hmm.
And let me tell you, Mike McCarthy did everything he could to hand you that game.
That guy
should be fired today. He is the dumbest man in the NFL.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Kansas City got a win, but the Mahomes family in the headlines again for some tough Jackson Mahomes TikTok video scandal. Yesterday during the game, he was doing a TikTok dance on Sean Taylor's memorial logo.
What?
Yeah, it went everywhere.
What is wrong with
him? I don't know what dude is out there.
Well, so he took to Twitter to apologize. He said, I want to sincerely apologize for accidentally being on the Sean Taylor number one at FedEx Field. We were directed to stand in that area, and I meant absolutely no disrespect to him or his family.
My apologize.
BS.
So they did, if you look at the videos of them, not the TikTok video, they were kind of corralled into that area.
But
which
wasn't
makes
he in
no
the
sense.
Roped off area pot?
And he's saying that's where they were told to stand, which is a mistake, if that is true, on whoever told them to go stand there.
There's no shot in hell he was told to stand there. There was like a 4x4 rope around number 21.
I know. That's what he is saying. That's in his apology. Yeah, that's his story. But at what point does Patrick Mahomes say to him, hey, bro, like, I'm trying to win football games. I don't need to be answering about your TikToks anymore.
Yeah, great point, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, yesterday's game, I mean, I think with the moral victories, one a year last year? That's what I was told. So, we only get one moral victory. I think that came with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I did take away from this team here yesterday is that they have to be perfect in situational football. Mm-hmm. They don't have the talent to just go out there and beat teams. They don't have the playmakers to just go out there and say, all right, we're going to give it to one guy and let him do his thing. And my takeaway from Mac Jones yesterday is I kind of got the perfect comparison of who he is as a quarterback. And this guy was my teammate. We were teammates in college. He went on to have a good NFL career. Unfortunately, injuries maybe. It didn't shorten his career, but you know, put him in a position where he couldn't have been as better. But Mac Jones is Chad Pennington. Mm. And Chad Pennington is a good quarterback, but you need everything around him to not be perfect, but you need the situations to be perfect.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Over the weekend, DC Comics announced that the rebranding of Superman is complete. I believe we discussed on the show.
We did.
About a week or so ago, that Superman is now bisexual.
Yes.
Or has always been bisexual, but whatever. He's
Superman's son.
Son, yeah.
Yes. Right. So we learned over the weekend from DC Comics that Superman has a new slogan. Anybody know what his old slogan was? Probably the room is too young for that. Wiggy, you might know. You love the comics.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No.
Truth, Justice, and the American way.
Okay,
that was the old Superman slogan: truth, justice, and the American way.
Amen.
Over the weekend, DC Comics announced that the American way is going away, and Superman's new slogan will now be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow.
Oh man!
So I don't know how you feel about that. If you care about. The word, the American way, is there such a thing as the American way?
Long live Spider-Man!
There were a couple, I don't know if we have time because Bill Belichick is coming up, there were a couple rejected slogans that DC considered that I liked more. I don't know if you, do you want to hear those? There's three of them.
I'd like to hear those.
One of them was truth, justice, and a nagging anxiety issue which requires constant breaks at work. That one did. That one apparently did not.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That one.
They also thought about truth, justice, and a mild frustration with those who have differing opinions on destroying humanity. That one did not apparently fly either. And then the third one they considered was truth, justice, and a non-confrontational way of dealing with evil. But none of those were chosen. They went with truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. So good work for the rebranding of Superman.
Is he still able to keep the fact, can they say he can still leap over tall buildings?
Well, that's offensive to small buildings. Right. So they can't do it.
I want to call him Sally Man, not Superman.
All right. Those are the leads. It's a Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will join us next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Check is brought to you this morning by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And Bill is also brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit zooty.com for details. And Bill Belichick joins us this morning on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Doing well. I know this came up a little bit post-game. Frustrating way to lose that game last night. And you're not a moral victory guy, but are you able to look at some positives this morning when it comes to playing hard for 60 minutes and getting there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, there were some good things in the game. Obviously, and just they, as I said, after the game, they made a few more plays than we did, and ultimately that was the difference.
Bill, when you look at the game, I think there were some situations in the game that you guys did a good job. The goal line stance right before the end of half where you're able to kind of create a turnover. What was that like for you as a defense to be able to create that opportunity for yourself to keep points off the board, especially going into the halftime?
Yeah, well, that was a big series. Defensively, those guys did a great job. Obviously, you know, four chances from the one against a team like that. That was good. And then we just really couldn't. You know, just didn't have a real good third quarter as a team, and then played competitively, and then you know, kind of missed some chances there. That were the points in the game, but that was a big stop for us. The fourth down stop early in the game was you know, big too. We had some, you know, good short yardage plays. A couple of them were, you know, close, but. That was a big series.
Bill, to see Mac Jones be able to go from a pick six and turn it around and throw that touchdown, Kendrick Bourne said after the game that he's able to forget and move forward as a rookie. How hard is that to do, and how impressed are you with him that he is able to do it?
Yeah, Mac's shown a lot of poise, ever since ever since he started here. So started practicing, and you know, he's very competitive, but you know, shows a lot of poise, and like I said, has done that all the way through.
We saw you go over to him after that pick. What'd you say to him, Bill?
I can't remember. Long way to go or something like that.
Yeah.
Bill, what makes it, you know, when you think about a team like the Cowboys, and they have talent all over the place, what makes them so difficult to defend? I know you guys did a good job against the run where they usually average about a .164 a game, and you kept them down to 122. Going into a game like that defensively, are you trying to take away one things, multiple things, because they have so many players, explosive players on the football field?
Yeah, well, of course, you have to stop the whole offense. It's not just one guy. And, you know, I think the overall, you know, yardage of the running game is really a kind of yards per carry. I mean, they didn't have a lot of explosive plays. They had a couple of, you know, 10-yard type runs that, you know, we certainly could have played a little better. But, yeah, I mean, between the running game, you know, two good backs, quarterback who I thought played extremely well last night and extended some plays, you know, where we had pretty good pass coverage, but he got him off the hook with not only extended plays but extended plays for completions and. You know, in some cases, you know, pretty good yardage. You know, Lamb and Cooper are good receivers. Schultz is their leading receiver, so he's a good tight end. And they have a lot of, you know, a lot of good players. Wilson, you know, made a big catch for him there at the end of the game. I thought that was, you know, played at a lot of receivers. Might not have made. But they're hard to stop because they have very good players. They're well coached. You know, their offensive system's good. And like I said, give them credit. They played well last night.
Bill, during the game, it seemed like you were bleeding on the sideline. A lot of people, whether it was the broadcast, fans, people that were at the game, watching at home, were worried about you. What was going on there?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
It's not life-threatening.
No.
People were talking about it nonstop during the game.
Bill, did you give any consideration to going for it in overtime? I think it was 4th and 3.
No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, was there a line? His field goal range, it's there. You know, they can play on a pretty short field there. So, you know, at that point you're talking about, you know, one first down could probably beat you there. So, no, not really.
Bill, when you look at this season, you know, you guys have played in a lot of close games, and I know mentally that's taxing on players and coaches. And to be where you are record-wise, 2-4, very similar to last year at this kind of junction in the season, but also knowing that last year you guys had an opportunity to put yourself in position to make the playoffs. Can you take anything from last year in the sense of, hey, this season is far from over, especially to maybe help guys kind of stay in that mindset of, hey, we still got a lot of football left to play here and we need to take it one game at a time?
Yeah. I mean, I think we all know that, and I think that's the mindset, and that's what we're going to do.
When you look towards the Jets, a team that you guys have already faced, are there any different challenges that present themselves the week prepping for a team that you just saw a few weeks ago?
Well, you can't think that it's going to be the same game. You know, I think we see that in all sports. You know, we see it. You know, doubleheader, and one game's 9-8, and the next one's 2-1, or, you know, you watch a playoff basketball series, and, you know, one team wins by 30, and then the next game, the other team wins by 5. You just can't, you know, each game is its own entity and has its own dynamics. And so we'll do what we always do and prepare for the game and you know, and play it out. But there's the start all over again. Same thing to do at the beginning of each week, and you know, continue to go through the process.
Bill, you've had some not quite home runs in the first round of the draft the last several years prior to Mac Jones, whether it's N'Keal Harry, Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn, who's been up and down at best. Do you think that this team is talented enough as currently constituted to make the playoffs?
Yeah, well, again, I think we'll just, you know, take it one game at a time here and, you know, see how things turn out. I don't know, there's 11 games left to go, so we'll see where we are.
Bill, one area where I feel like you guys have continued to kind of do a good job is defensively in the red zone. What are some of the things that, excuse me, that you're doing differently to maybe continue? Because yesterday I want to say that Dallas was 2-for-5, so it seems like you guys have done a good job. What have you been doing specifically to keep teams from scoring touchdowns in the red zone?
Well, I mean, the first thing is to make them go through the red zone, is to make them go, you know, not score from the 25 or the 30. And, you know, that was definitely a problem for us last year. So, you know, I think we all know it gets tighter in the red area, less space to run. Secondary is closer to the line of scrimmage, less space to throw. Can't throw it over your head, so it becomes more of a horizontal passing game. So, you know, Dallas took a number of vertical shots in the red area. And, you know, we generally defended those, you know, pretty well. But that's, you know, I think you just got to, you know, make sure that they don't score from, you know, and not have to go through the red area, and then, you know, count on your red area defense to, you know, force them to run enough plays that, you know, eventually you can keep them out of there.
You at all concerned about the your quarterback's health rest of the season if he keeps taking some hits like he's been taking the last couple of weeks?
Well, yeah, pass protection is important to us. The running game is important to us. You know, of course, all those things are important.
Bill, when you look at an area of the game where you've always been very critical about making sure not to make mistakes has been special teams. It's probably 2 block punts this year. What do you think's going on there? I mean, that's something that we've really never seen from a special teams coach team by you. What do you think of some of the mistakes that are leading to these breakdowns that are allowing punts to be blocked?
Yeah, we just obviously have to do a better job. Neither of those plays should have been a problem. But we just didn't execute them well enough. So obviously we have to coach them better and play them better. So we'll just have to, you know, keep working on that. We haven't done anything differently than we've done in the past. But you're right, 2 is certainly 2 too many. So, yeah, that's an area that we can't continue to make those kind of mistakes in, or it'll continue to cost us.
All right, Bill. Well, we'll let you get back to work. And I guess my last question would be, Alex Cora mentioned again to the media that you sent him another text. Did you suggest that he start Chris Sale, or do you not weigh in on things like that with Alex Cora?
Yeah, I don't think he needs any help from me. Just wishing him well.
You got to get on that group text, Craig.
I know.
I'd like to be on that. All right, Bill, thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it, Craig. Thanks. Thanks, Wade, Courtney. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right, there you have Bill Belichick. A chance, I'm sure, throughout the morning to get some nuggets from Wiggy, if there were any. Huh? Did you hear any?
There's a couple,
one or two nuggets.
Yeah, he's always like super glowing at the end of it.
That's because he's done. You understand that? That he gets excited when he's
right.
when it's
like
over.
When you leave the dentist. That's the greatest feeling.
I am glad that he was okay with the bloody face.
Well, that was a gutsy question. God, this is the first time Bill's ever been asked if he's okay bleeding on the sideline.
Well, I mean, I was shocked no one asked it last night. It was all over Twitter. That's all they were talking about in the broadcast.
Where was the blood? Just the
mouth. He had a cut on his nose.
Yeah, it was a scratch on his nose. Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple nuggets you take away from that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to those nuggets. And we are giving away Red Sox tickets for tonight at Fenway, game 3 of the ALCS. I think we can give you a chance to win next. Is that right?
Stiz is here.
Stiz is here. With this trash can?
Trash can is here.
Okay. All right. So,
and oddly, Sony Michel and Isaiah Wynn are both in the trash can. I don't know how that happened.
The game, the way in which you win, the game today is name that trash can tune in honor of the Houston Astros. So, if you can identify the song, then you will qualify to win the tickets. Only 4 qualifiers, so 25% chance that you win the tickets for Fenway this evening. We'll give you your first chance to win coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.